Joined now by Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, I was just telling people that Abe Greenwald's new essay in commentary, The Woke Jihad, has many of the themes that you sound in the book, Unwoke. Have you had a chance to read Abe yet?
I have not, but I'll make sure to pull it down and read it.
Yeah, please do. Senator, who did you take criminal procedure from at Harvard Law School?
Alan Dershowitz.
Okay, so you know what you're doing. When you were Solicitor General of Texas, did you do any crimes cases? Because I've defended exactly one defendant in 41 years of law practice. I don't know anything about it. How many times did you have to deal with the criminal law when you were SG of Texas?
Yeah, I did a lot of criminal cases as SG.
All right. What do you make of the case of New York versus Trump?
Look, I think it is on its face absurd. I think it would not have been brought against any other defendant on planet Earth. I think if his name were Donald Smith, it would not have been brought. It is a not federal crime bootstrapped onto a not state crime. This is a partisan district attorney who entered office funded by George Soros with one objective, and that was to get Donald Trump. And this same case, the U.S. attorney declined to prosecute. His predecessor as New York DA declined to prosecute. But this partisan DA was going to bring the case. I think the trial has gone disastrously for the prosecution, including yesterday the rather remarkable testimony from Michael Cohen that he stole tens of thousands of dollars from Donald Trump. The only testimony we have of a crime is now from the star witness admitting that he's a thief. All of that being said, I think there is still a very real risk this trial ends with a conviction, because you've got a extremely biased prosecutor, you have an extremely biased and partisan judge, and given the jury pool in New York, I think it is certainly possible that you have jurors that cannot stand Donald Trump. And so, facts and law notwithstanding, it would not be surprising to see this end with a conviction. If it does, I'm confident that will be overturned on appeal, but the appeal doesn't happen until after the election, which is the whole point. This is all about the election, nothing else.
This is all about the picture. I'm afraid Judge Merchan is going to order Trump led away and get a picture. Do you think, is that a worry of yours?
Oh yeah, look, this is theater. This is politics. This is nothing resembling law. And this is to enable $1 billion of campaign ads between now and election day that consistently refer to convicted felon Donald Trump. This is all to be able to call him a convicted felon. Look, they know this won't stand up on appeal. In some ways, it's the abuse of power version in the criminal law of Biden's student loan giveaway, $1 trillion that he purported to give away right before the last election, a blatant effort to buy votes. And it may have worked. It may have gotten some young people saying, wow, I'm getting free stuff. I'll vote for the guy. It was patently illegal. They knew that. The president doesn't have the authority to give away $1 trillion that Congress has not appropriated. But they also knew it wouldn't be struck down till after the election. They're doing the same thing here. It's a political play that the legal consequences don't kick in until too late to impact the election.
Stand by, Senator. I want 4 more minutes of your time, which I'll do after we take this break here, and we'll tell people about your campaign for re-election in Texas. I think you're going to coast down there, but people still need to get involved. What's your website, your campaign website, Senator?
TedCruz.org, TedCruz.org.
Remember, go to TedCruz.org if you want information on the campaign. You can also pick up a copy of Unwoke there, the book that feathers into the nightmare that we see on campuses across the United States. And I'll add part 2 of my conversation with Senator Cruz on today's podcast at Highly Concentrated. He'll play it for you in the morning as well on Wednesday. I am back now with Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Cruz, we'll air this on Wednesday morning. I want to go back one more question on Trump, then move to your campaign. I teach con law and have since 1996. I know the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, guarantee of due process. The bottom line of due process is that the charges against you be articulated so you can prepare a defense. How is this even a felony? They haven't specified the second crime.
It's not a felony. And they're trying to claim something as a campaign finance violation that's not a campaign finance violation. You know, there was a very interesting interview that Mark Levin did with Brad Smith that I actually read through the transcript of this morning, where Brad Smith had been the chairman of the FEC and is one of the top campaign finance experts in the country, was explaining, and a very similar case was brought against John Edwards for hush money for his mistress. In that instance, it was money that was raised from campaign donors, and the case went horribly. It was actually Jack Smith brought the case, and it was a complete train wreck. And the problem is campaign finance law, generally what's considered campaign expenditures are things that are objectively used in campaigns. So you hire campaign staff, that's a campaign expenditure. You pay for polling, that's a campaign expenditure. You make a TV commercial or a radio commercial, that's a campaign expenditure. There are other things that may have an impact. Let's say you get a haircut or buy a new suit. Now those can impact your campaign, but those are personal expenditures, not campaign expenditures. And there's long been, in this instance, Trump would have signed this non-disclosure agreement with Stormy Daniels, whether he was running for president or not. And under the FEC, they have typically treated those not as campaign expenditures, but personal expenditures. Ironically, had Trump done what Alvin Bragg is saying, which is characterized this as a campaign expenditure, you would have had the left screaming at him that, oh, you're using campaign funds for personal goods. They're trying to get him either way. But the simple answer is it is not a federal violation.
All right. So now I want to switch over to Ted Cruz's campaign for reelection. I am never not amused by Democrats who come at you, Senator, because they're always certain they're going to turn Texas against Ted Cruz. And then you crush them. What's this year's race look like? And are you able to talk about it on The Verdict, your podcast? Because I don't know if you're allowed to do one on one platform or not.
So I actually don't talk about the campaign on my podcast, but I can talk about it on yours. I can talk about it on anywhere else. And it's the restrictions that we have are significant. And so I make every effort to fully comply with them. But I'll tell you, in terms of the campaign, we have a very real race in Texas. Our biggest challenge is complacency, that people say, look, it's Texas, it's a reelect, you're a Republican, this is easy, this is a layup. Hugh, I think that's objectively false. If you look at my last reelect in 2018, it was the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history. And I was outspent 3-1, and I ended up winning by less than 3 points. The margin was 2.6%. And if you look at what the Democrats did that race, they more than doubled Democrat turnout in Texas. They drove Democrat turnout from 1.8 million all the way up to 4 million. That was massive. That had no precedent. We saw that. We leaned in aggressively, and we drove Republican turnout from 2.8 million up to 4.2 million. But 0.2 was it. I won by 200,000 votes out of more than 8 million votes cast. That is why Chuck Schumer has been explicit. He's named me his number one target in the country, and Schumer and George Soros intend to spend between $100 and $150 million trying to beat me in Texas. And their plan is they need to gain 3 points. And if they gain 3 points, they flip Texas and take me out of the Senate. Now, we don't intend to let that happen, but the way we're standing up to it is millions of patriots across Texas and across the country. Go into our website. It's tedcruz.org. Go into tedcruz.org, making contributions, give $25, $50, $100 or even more. That's how we stand up to millions from Schumer and Soros. Are people who want to stand and defend freedom of the Constitution going to tedcruz.org and giving us the resources we need to be able to communicate and communicate over and through the media lies.
We will be playing this tomorrow in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Beaumont. All of our Texas affiliates will hear it, but you'll frankly will need help from everyone in the United States, I believe, in small dollar donations.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yes.
All right, so let me...
It's enormously impactful.
Let me close by talking about Israel, because I focus a lot on that, as do you. I don't know how many Jews there are in Texas. I know there are a lot of supporters of Israel in Texas. How big of an element in your campaign is the defense of the Jewish state?
Enormously important. When I was elected 12 years ago, I resolved then to be the leading defender of Israel in the United States Senate, and I've worked every day to honor that commitment. And it has never been more important than it is right now. We have an administration in this White House whose foreign policy and national security policy is precisely backwards. They undermine our friends and allies, and they help and support and fund our enemies. When it comes to Israel, the Biden White House has flowed billions of dollars to Iran, roughly $100 billion to Iran. Iran provides 90% of the funding to Hamas. Iran provides 90% of the funding to Hezbollah. And they're simultaneously boycotting Israel, cutting off weapons, undermining them, orchestrating UN resolutions condemning Israel. They're doing everything they can to undermine Israel. It's exactly backwards. In a very real sense, Joe Biden funded the death squads that carried out October 7th because it was the money that he sent to Iran that funded Hamas and funded those death squads that murdered over 1,200 Israelis on that horrible day.
I hope people remember that. I want to close with an over-under question, Senator. The first debate is June 27th, CNN Studios, Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, friends of mine are asking the questions. I'm putting the over-under on abortion questions, either direct or on follow-ups, at 4. Are you going to take the over or the under?
I will take the under. I think we'll see 3.
Okay, well, Ben Domenech took the over. We will see. Senator Ted Cruz, follow him over at tedcruz.org. Thank you, Senator. Keep coming back.
Thank you, Hugh. Appreciate you.